From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Europe seeks order out of chaos and the tragedy of a migrant crisis. European officials are groping for answers to the flood of hundreds of thousands of both refugees and economic migrants flooding Europe from South Asia, Africa, and the Middle East. Hundreds reportedly tried to reach Britain from France via high-speed rail overnight. Hundreds were still being kept out of Hungary's main train station in Budapest in their bid to reach Germany. A Hungarian government spokesman, Zoltán Kovács, says law and order must first be established.
Without discipline, that is, being able to defend, protect the European borders, put the discipline into the flood of illegal migrants and channel them to the official border crossing points, we will not be able to handle their influx. The European Union, including Hungary, should regain its ability to differentiate between refugees proper and economic migrants.
More than 332,000 migrants have arrived this year alone. More are seeking asylum every day. While many Africans are also trying to reach Europe, the International Organization for Migration says most remain on the continent but are moving to countries with better economic prospects. Michelle Bombassi, an IOM regional migrant assistance specialist, says, however, security is more of an issue today in Africa.
Migration is part of the tradition of the culture of the region and plays a major role in the economy within the region. But we also have to mention that in very specific areas, which are, for instance, affected by terrorism or by security threat of different kinds, the presence of large numbers of sometimes of migrants, sometimes undocumented, is a concern for many governments.
Anti-migrant riots broke out earlier this year in South Africa, leaving several dead. This is VOA News. China's President Xi Jinping presided over a massive military parade in Beijing Thursday, marking the end of the Second World War. Japan officially surrendered to Allied forces September 2, 1945. China put on a massive display of equipment and soldiers watched by dozens of world leaders, although many Western heads of state, including President Obama, did not attend. President Xi also announced 300,000 troops would be cut from the People's Liberation Army. He called it a gesture for peace. Chinese and Hong Kong markets were closed for a public holiday today. Other Asian markets gained ground after a week of volatility over China's weakening economy. The benchmark U.S. Dow Jones average Wednesday gained nearly 300 points. European markets posted modest gains. Meanwhile, the International Monetary Fund's chief, Christine Lagarde, said Wednesday the recent market volatility shows how rapidly concerns can spread from one region to the next. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry Wednesday appealed to the American public to support the Iran nuclear agreement.
Iran's nuclear program will remain subject to regular inspections forever. Iran will have to provide access to all of its nuclear facilities forever. Iran will have to respond promptly to requests for access to any suspicious site forever. And if Iran at any time, embarks on nuclear activities that are incompatible with a wholly peaceful program, it will be in violation of the agreement forever.
Mr. Kerry spoke Wednesday in Philadelphia as Congress prepares to vote on the issue later this month. In Nigeria, at least two dozen were killed late Tuesday by armed assailants on horseback in villages in northeast Nigeria. Although there was no immediate claim of responsibility, militants from the Islamist insurgency Boko Haram are suspected. Hundreds have been killed since President Muhammadu Buhari was sworn into office in May, vowing to stamp out the insurgency, which has left thousands dead over a span of 6 years. In Yemen, at least 28 were killed, dozens wounded Wednesday in a suicide car bombing outside a mosque in the capital Sana'a, claimed by the Islamic State militants. The IS group is known to have targeted sites controlled by the Shia Houthi rebels, who are considered heretics. The International Red Cross also says two of its workers were killed in northern Yemen by an unknown attacker. The government of the Democratic Republic of Congo has banned a documentary by a Congolese doctor who has treated thousands of women raped during the country's conflicts. A government spokesman said the film intends to sully and harm the image of the DRC's army, and no country would tolerate that. Dr. Dennis Mukwege founded the Panzi Hospital in Bakavu in South Kivu Province. In 1999, he was awarded the European Parliament's Sakharov Rights Prize last year. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.